It's been 45 years since Oklahoma's Judicial Nominating Commission was established, but the bribery scandal preceding it hasn't been forgotten. Tulsa attorney and commission member John Tucker watched the impeachment trials on TV as a young law student.
You hear people just admitting that they paid money for decisions, and not just that they paid money, but it was only like a couple of $1,000 to buy 4 votes in the Supreme Court. How bad is that?
Although more than 30 judges have been removed from office for misconduct since 1969, Tucker says the commission works.
Only 2 judges went through the nominating commission process. The others stood for election at regular election terms.
The commission has 15 members. 6 are attorneys, each elected in one of the 6 congressional districts that existed in 1967 by members of the bar. The governor appoints 6 lay members from the same districts, no more than 3 from the same political party. They can't have a lawyer in their immediate family. Those 12 serve staggered 6-year terms. The Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem of the Senate, and the Commission each selects 1 member at large for a 2-year term. The proposed change would let the Speaker and the President Pro Tem appoint the 6 attorneys. It would also terminate the current attorneys' terms on November 1st. Tucker objects to the changes, which would concentrate 14 appointments among the governor, speaker, and president pro tem.
If you came before that commission and you weren't somebody that was in good standing with the Republican Party, what chance would you have to get the job?
But a couple judicial selection experts Tucker debated last year see these changes as a step in the right direction.
This is more likely to lead to courts that are more reflective of the people.
University of Pittsburgh professor Chris Bono studies judicial politics. He sees 2 options for selecting judges.
If you think judges ought to be independent and free to make whatever decisions he or she wants without fear of reprisal or anything else, then the federal system is the way to go. Appoint the judges, have them serve for life. If you think, though, that judges make political decisions and make decisions on issues in which the public legitimately has a say, then you ought to elect them directly from the people.
Vanderbilt law professor Brian Fitzpatrick favors a model where the governor's judicial appointments are confirmed by the legislature and given long, but not life, terms.
And I've never yet heard a justification, a policy justification, for why the legal profession should get so much more influence over selecting judges than anyone else.
Fitzpatrick says studies he's seen and conducted point in the same direction.
Lawyers tend to be more liberal than the general public. If you're in a state where the public wants certain values and worldviews reflected in their government, whether they're liberal or conservative, I think at the end of the day, the public has the right in a democracy.
Tucker, meanwhile, just doesn't want to see here what he saw traveling in Myanmar.
I'm asking this senior trial attorney in this big law firm, are the judges fair and unbiased? And he says, they're absolutely fair and unbiased. I said, really? He said, yes, in every case except where the government takes a position.
The commission nominates candidates for the governor to appoint to vacancies on the Supreme Court, the Court of Criminal Appeals, the Court of Appeals, District and Associate District Judgeships, and the Workers' Compensation Court. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.